listener production.
Hey everyone. Ever wondered what stinky dorks talk about? Well, today's your episode of the Auntie Donna Club. It's Land Party Part 509. If you like this content, head to our Patreon for more spoofy stuff. Patreon.com/Auntie Donna Club. I don't know what it is. You'll find it. Enjoy!
1, 2, 3, 4, here we go. Yeah. 15 is about half a month. 14, if the month has more days, less days. 13 is the unluckiest number. Sometimes they don't have it as a floor. 12, that's all right, I guess. 11, a character on Netflix. 10 is the another word for X. 9 is Channel a nine. Very mediocre musical. 8 is the first part of the film 8.5, which inspired the musical 9. 7.
Channel 7.
Is the best Fast and the Furious film. 6. 6. Six is twice the number of the amount of performing members of Auntie Donna. 5 is approximately how many years we've been doing this podcast. 4 5 is approximately how many years we've been doing this podcast. 4, I can't. And it's approximately how many years we've been doing this podcast. That's because I love doing this podcast. 4, it is so much fun. 3, the 3 members of the group plus a guest. 2 is, and I can't wait to tell you about the number one podcast, the Auntie Donna podcast.
Well, here we are. January 29th, first day of school 2024, or 2006, or 5.
Yeah, what year is it?
2000.
Are we modern?
2005.
We need to discuss this stuff before we actually start.
Well, it's more about how old you feel. Is what I feel.
Oh, yeah.
And what I've learned through my travels.
Where have you traveled?
Wherever the train line takes me. So over summer, thanks for asking, I actually tried out each train line. So did Hurstbridge, went out to Hurstbridge, had a nice lunch with some mates.
Yeah, right.
Then went down Sandringham with my Met card and out to Frankston.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
I very much like to nest. Like, I like to get involved with the local people, local cafes, local shops, you know, go down to the castle shops, visit Hamej at the local IGA. He's a fucking top bloke. He has crazy stories. So, like, for me, like, yeah, you can travel, you can go, you can check stuff out, you can spread yourself thin, but I'm all about sort of integrating to, you know, getting to know the people around me, creating a community. Yeah. You know, they say it takes a village. And when I start popping kids out from, you know, God knows how many chicks and babes and stuff, I'm going to need that village to help me raise my legion of children.
I went to...
But that is cool.
That's really interesting. I went to Africa.
What?
Went to Africa.
Oh yeah, cool.
Yeah, what country in Africa? Africa's a continent.
Continent, yeah.
I went to
America. I went to Chile. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I went to Namibia.
Oh yeah.
I helped build a village.
Well, a whole village?
Yeah, we helped them build a village and we helped them build a village. So they didn't have water and we helped them build a pump. And then we were just like, we'd build the pump and then they would be like, why are you here? And like, we never pushed it.
No,
but they'd be like, why are you here? Why are you building this pump? And we'd be like, oh, you know, because we're, And like, if they asked, we would talk about, you know, why we were there.
You thinking of taking that up as a trade?
What's that?
Are you thinking of taking that up as a trade? Because now that we've graduated into year 10, we start picking our own electives. I was just wondering if
I've come back pretty enriched.
Do plumbing.
I've come back pretty enriched. I saw 9 films this summer at Greensboro and Northland. Between them, the majority. And I've come back and I see, like, it's given me a lot of perspective, and I've opened my world up to the genres of film.
Did you guys see Passion of the Christ?
No, I saw my favorite film of the summer was Meet the Fockers.
Oh, that, yeah.
It's really funny and
that's
cool.
It's really funny.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah. It opened it up the family to this Dustin Hoffman and Barbara Streisand play the mother and father of Ben Stiller. So it opens up that ensemble to a really funny way. I went into West Garth and I saw Sideways.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the one about Mel Lowe, yeah?
Have you seen that, it? Who's in it?
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, who else?
And Sandman from Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, Sandman, yeah.
That film actually got me sober.
What?
After my experience watching that film, and it's a film, it's not a movie.
I agree.
I watched that and I realized sort of, it's kind of like the error in my way, sort of the path I was heading down, and I saw myself in 20 years, you know, and I went, I don't want to be that man.
Yeah, that's how I felt seeing, I also saw Hotel Rwanda.
Oh, yeah. That sobered me up too, that one.
I went to Rwanda.
Okay.
What?
I saw Ocean's 12.
I went to Rwanda.
When?
On the holidays. We went and we helped them build some water pumps and we told them about Jesus.
But then you do that in...
I went to Namibia, then I went to Rwanda. Can I ask you boys...
And Hitch, I saw Hitch.
Have you seen, just talking about Paul Giamatti, have you guys seen Big Fat Liar?
Yeah. Yeah,
he's
I like
so
Big Fat Liar.
He's so funny in that. He goes blue.
Yeah, he plays the wolf.
Yeah, and Amanda Bynes is in it, and who's probably my celebrity crush, her and Jennifer Garner.
And Malcolm in the Middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's taller than Malcolm in the Middle in the film.
Yeah, I love Malcolm in the Middle.
It's a really interesting exploration of intellectual property and ownership of concept.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Have you guys seen Passion of the Christ yet?
No, it's not really on
the list. Because I know you guys like really violent movies and stuff, and I was really excited to talk to you about it.
I thought it looked too religious.
Like it is, because it's about Christ, but like it's so full on and gory.
I just do not believe that there is one omnipotent being living in the clouds that tells me what to do.
I'm
the master of my destiny.
I don't believe there's a higher being out there that I can put my name and thought to, but I'm not closed to the concept, and that makes me agnostic.
But you guys like violent movies, yeah? Like, I'm not even talking about... I'm talking about, like, there's, like, one bit where he's, like, whipping him and there's, like, chunks of skin coming off. It's, like, a full horror.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I really like Racing Stripes.
Which one's that?
It's where Piper Perabo races a zebra.
Piper Perabo.
She's from Coyote Ugly, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved Coyote Ugly so much.
But the zebra, they're like, the zebra couldn't do it. And then the zebra is quite fast.
I believe in spirituality. That's big for me.
I was just talking about, because I know you guys like horror movies and stuff. I thought you might have seen it because it's like...
Yeah, but I don't touch any of that, all of that stuff. Man, seriously, imagine just like in your brain, if there was no... I've been thinking about this stuff deeply over the summer.
Yeah.
While I was playing Banjo-Kazooie.
I was like... I know your beliefs and stuff. I just wanted to talk about...
No, but every major... war,
okay.
Problem, issue, harassment.
And yeah, you've said
has one. All been caused by religion.
Yeah,
I get that.
It's like,
sorry.
You say,
I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, it's all right. I just need to like state my case. I just thought
because you like violent movies and stuff. I thought you might like this one.
I do like violent movies. I loved Equilibrium.
Have you seen Constantine?
Yes, I've seen Constantine, man. I'm a Keanu fanboy.
Yeah, I thought it grossed 75
DC
million.
Comic adaptation. Did you even know that? Did you even know that it was an adaptation of a DC comic book?
I know everything Detective Comics and Marvel have put out into canonically and non-canonically.
Really?
Yeah.
Name one thing.
Spider-Man.
Fuck. I'll love Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's great.
I think Tobey Maguire captures Peter Parker, but to an extent I'd love to see... a bit more of a Spider-Man.
To me, I actually just didn't buy that he was a teenager. Like, because when I look in the mirror, I see like a year 10 boy, right?
Yeah.
And Peter Parker for me was all about, when Stan Lee and Kirk Colby, or whatever the other guy's name is, when they invented the character
of Peter Parker. Stanley created all of the Marvel, and that's why you'll often see in Marvel films, little note for both of you. If you
He does a cameo. Stanley actually does a cameo in all of the films.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, I knew that.
And I told you that.
Who is he in them?
I knew that before you.
So it doesn't, he might just be a man on a bus. He might
sometimes he's working in a library.
Library.
Or a FedEx man.
What does he look like?
He's kind of got, well, he's the man, number one. So, did you know that?
Yeah.
Did you know that? That
was you guys seen Stanley Electra?
Yeah, totally.
You guys seen Electra?
I did. Yeah, I love Electra Nachos. I fucking loved Electra.
I saw Electra Crown in the city. We all went in as a little group and saw it.
Oh my god, that Jennifer Garner. Jennifer Garner.
She uses forks.
Got a magazine with pictures of Jennifer Garner. It's just like a normal magazine, but they're a little bit like sexy,
risque.
And I've got it under. I keep it under my drawer.
Would so you guys
I pull
know?
Out the drawer fully, and then I put it on the floor. I put the drawer over.
Do you guys know Evan from 7C?
No.
Yeah.
All right. Evan. He's in 7C, and
yeah.
he's a little fucker, but I reckon he's all right. 7C. Like he's, I don't usually fuck with the year sevens and shit, but this guy's all right.
He's in 7C.
Yeah, he got kept down like four times, so he's our age, but he's in year seven. But he actually
I love 7Seeds. I think they do a richer blend of coffee.
No, not 7Seeds, the coffee brand, which I know and love. And I use in my Mocha Master. My parents won't let me touch it.
I love the 7Seeds. I think it was wonderful that all the explorers that have...
Yeah.
No, not the 7Seeds of rye. Speaking of though... You guys ever had like a fucking stellar rye bread from like a proper fucking bakery? I'll that shit you get at fucking Coles or Safeway.
Like our family, Baker's Delights.
Like from fucking Baker's Delights.
I'm pretty high. Our family's pretty high end. We'll go Helga's because we have a kind of more matured taste.
Oh, really? Yeah. Helga's.
Helga's. It's more of a matured loaf.
We have to slice. I had to learn how to slice our own loaves because we don't really go for that.
We do that Christmas hamper. You know,
it's full of sugar, man.
You know that Christmas hamper where your parents pay like $4 a week and then they get a hamper at the end? We got like the best bread when we got the Christmas hamper this year.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
it's like the best bread.
Do you freeze it for later or you just work through it?
Well, so I ate it all because it was really nice.
Gorged.
And I thought I was allowed to. Yeah, so I ate it all in like a week.
Yeah.
And dad was so pissed off.
What did he do?
He just screamed. He didn't say or do anything at me.
Oh,
he
that's
just
why.
Screamed yeah. and he punched four holes.
I was going to say when I came over,
but
I saw a hole in the bottom of your cabinet.
He didn't look at me. He didn't say it was my fault. I didn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
He just went to another room and screamed.
That's I reckon we might need to have a chat to his dad about that.
Well, that's actually one of my favorite film adaptations. When you talk about novels being transferred to the big screen, it's a deftly feat to try
What's
and accomplish.
This? Which one?
Holes.
Oh, I loved Holes.
But the way that they transferred that novella to the big screen with that ensemble really is quite fantastic.
Have you guys seen the film High Tension?
No.
It's a French film.
No.
It's part of the
extreme
new wave of horror.
Yeah, I saw it. It's Jesus. Quite good. It's quite good. Yeah. It's quite good.
What it's happened similar to Martyrs. Have you seen Martyrs?
Yeah.
I got my uncle has DVDs and I watched some of them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is it dark?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really full on. Most fucked up movie.
Describe one scene.
Girl watches through hides in the cupboard and watches her mother get murdered by a trucker. I just thought it'd be cool. I wanted it to be cool, so I watched the movie.
That's really full on, man.
My film of the year would be the SpongeBob movie. I thought, once again,
it was
a beautiful adaptation.
It was hilarious, and it was one of those things where... You know, it's four little skin dicks, right? Like,
yeah, it's for babies.
Yeah, it's for fucking babies. But it's written for adults.
Yeah,
so, like a mind like mine can appreciate, like, the actual fucking... Like, when I went and saw it, I was fucking pissing myself. No one else was laughing.
Yeah,
right?
You get it on a
and
different
then
level.
And when all the kids were laughing, I was like, oh, yeah, humorous, but not enough to, like, get me in the fucking, you know... Get me in the belly, like make me belly laugh. Yeah. But there were bits that were put in there for like cunts like me.
Yeah.
Like motherfuckers like me who fucking get shit, you know.
I believe that there's something out there, but I don't think it's in these traditional religious structures.
Sorry, yeah, I
why have we gone back to that?
I was going to talk about SpongeBob movie.
Well, right. I also need to just...
I just wanted you guys to know that.
I just need to tell you guys about Evan in terms of those.
Have you guys seen Cats and Dogs?
Yes, in Cats and Dogs.
The battle between cats and dogs.
I thought it was a brilliant observation in terms of going, well, there is a war waging there between domestic pets. I've seen it happen on my street, man.
Yeah, but it's like they've got like parachutes and like...
I feel like a producer, which is, you boys probably don't know this, but it's often producers that come up with the creative core of a film in Hollywood.
There'll be showrunners.
Well, that's for TV, I'm talking about film series as well, but it's a cute idea though, but so I originally was like, I want to be a writer, I want to be a director. The cash, the money, you want to fucking own a fucking, you know.
Yeah.
You want to get a pool in your backyard, yeah. You got to be a producer, man.
Yeah.
And
if you like series, I've got a series for you, The Riches.
The Riches?
Yeah, have you not heard of it?
No, I haven't.
You haven't heard of The Riches?
No, what is it?
It's an exciting new series
for Showtime. If I haven't heard of it, I doubt that it's...
TV is the new home of art.
We're experiencing a golden age of TV at the moment.
So like The Riches isn't
like Sopranos.
Minnie Driver, Eddie Izzard are a family who were tramps or
they're more
gypsies.
Like, they're like movie actors, aren't they?
Yeah, but now they're in a long form premium drama.
Wow.
And this is one that I think is going to stand the test of time.
I got a question for you boys about
The Riches.
Just talking about television. Who do you think the magician is, because next week he's going to be revealing who he is.
The Masked Magician, who gives away he's that guy has put, like, quite seriously, he's put a fucking mark on his head.
Well, that's why he has to wear a mask. That's what I thought.
I didn't watch that time. When's that on?
Well, it's a special, so they put it, it's on once every few months.
I watch that show because philosophically I find the conceptually and philosophically, I actually find it fucking incredible, because what he is doing is challenging the status quo. He's saying to magicians, oh, you've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you. I'm going to reveal how things are done.
And he has to
not to be a contrarian,
but to push the art form forward.
So he'll do because the, they...
Yeah,
they can no longer. I need to be allowed
but
to
we
speak
need to explain
and finish.
To him
I feel
what
like
show
I've
is.
Said nothing this
we need to
whole
tell him
fucking
what the show
time.
Is.
I just want to say,
he might not know what the show is.
He knows
I consider,
what the Masked Magician
I consider
is.
That to be child's play, the fiddling with black magic and dark arts.
Okay, maybe
that,
he doesn't.
At that time on TV, on that time on TV,
you
I'm
can tell him. No, just
watching what I was just talking about, premium dramas on Showtime. So I'm really thrilled by this new art house series called Satisfaction, which is the story of sex workers in working in a brothel.
Oh,
and
man.
It's about trials and tribulations. It is hot and steamy.
It's got
and
Melanie West in it, yeah?
Yeah, Madeline West, yeah.
Madeline West.
And it is hot and heavy. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, this chick I used to see was a sex worker, so I know sort of all about that kind of world. And
no,
stuff.
You didn't. No, you didn't.
How old are you?
15.
So she would have had to have been 18, I hope.
Yeah. She was 21.
Let's move on.
Okay, yeah. That's.
I think you're lying.
Can I tell
you? We didn't do anything. We just like
hung out
on MSN or whatever.
Yeah, like just chatted. Like
I had to get my mum's credit card
to like talk to her whenever I wanted to, but we developed like a really complex, deep relationship.
Do you know Planet 13?
No, I don't.
So it's like a store that sells emo stuff that I love.
Oh, it's
so
in
like,
the city, yeah?
There's one at Greensboro.
Yeah, I go to Metal Mayhem in the city.
Everyone who works at Planet 13, I'm friends with, and they're all like 28 and cool, and like, and I'll go in there and they'll go, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
And I'm friends with them.
You've been to DV8?
Go to parties. Yeah, I've been to DV8.
What is it?
It's short for, it's DV8, but it's actually the word deviate. Do you know
where
what that
is,
means?
Yes, I do know what it means. Where is it?
I'm not going to give you a geocache, if that's what you're asking.
Every girl I have a crush on is dating a 22-year-old man.
What?
Every girl I have a crush on
Yeah.
Is dating a 22-year-old man.
And those 22-year-old
men. Who does a lot of drugs and
Weird energy.
And I'm 15.
Yeah.
And I find them weird.
Yeah.
They are weird.
I can't imagine what a 22-year-old
is. I feel like the normal thing would be to look at those boys and aspire to be them, and yet I don't.
Yeah. Somehow in this circumstance at 15, I have the objective capabilities to look at a 22-year-old man and see.
Even in this case.
Like, yeah. Even a 15-year-old seeing that guy knows that they're pathetic.
They smell like dampness and marijuana.
Yeah.
Not damp marijuana.
No, yeah.
Dampness and marijuana.
So we were telling you about the Masked Magician.
Yeah, now, the concept, because you seem to have some misconception. Because I'm all about anything that, like, fucks with the establishment. Favorite band, Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Well, because they just have this attitude of, like...
They're good second generation. I've got some albums I can put forward to you that you can bit education musically.
Like what?
For later. Little band called Sex Pistols, little band called Rolling Stones. Well, we're going about Cole Porter, the work of Cole Porter.
Well, yeah, sure. They started
it. A lot of what
he did
was anti-establishment.
Yeah, and you can be like, you know, oh, those bands are cool because they started it. But for me, it's all about who perfected it.
The Gershwins.
Who took that rough mold of clay and turned it into a pot where you can put your keys or rings in.
I'll give you three albums that'll change the way you think about Rage. Nothing Wrong with Rage, Zach De La Roca. Love his spitting rhymes. But let me show you a few albums by the Gershwin brothers. And you'll change your whole tune, literally.
I doubt it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said.
Why listen to the Padawans when you can listen to the Masters?
So basically, the Masked Magician, he does the trick, and you think that's magic.
I know.
But you said black magic, because then what he does after that,
he reveals.
He actually reveals, even though like that's fully against the rules with magic, and he has to wear a mask because like he's had death threats from magicians.
People like magicians are some of the coolest and most dangerous people, and you don't realize.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because let me explain, right? Because they can, even though it's an illusion, they can just disappear at any given time. And I've seen how they do it, but they do it.
Yeah.
They're kind of like Batman in the sense that if they know who they're going up against with enough time, preparation, and resources, they will outdo you in a split second.
And
you think
like,
you're smart, but you're not.
You know
you're
it's all fake,
person. What?
Magic.
Yeah, that's that's exactly. We know this because the Masked Magician.
And that's why his life is in danger.
I'm too busy watching Satisfaction.
If he reveals who he is, they will kill him.
But he's going to on the weekend.
The next special, he's going to reveal who he is. And I think it's one of the two magicians I know.
Seriously, I think he's going to be assassinated.
He
I doubt it.
He was the one that said that the lady curls up her knees before they cut the box. Like he
is that not just widely known?
Not before.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you think
I knew it was a trick. I knew they weren't cutting a woman in half. I'm not a half-wit.
I thought that.
I've got a little project for you to watch. It's called 6 Feet Under.
Yeah, I love 6 Feet Under. I love 6 Feet Under.
It's a stunning show about a funeral parlor.
Yeah, I've not seen it. The way it ruminates on the idea of death, because death for me is something that I've come to accept it.
I'm at peace with it.
Yeah. I'll dodge it. I'll avoid it. I'll fight. I will fight for my life at any given opportunity.
Well, can I just say one thing, though? That's clear to me that you've never lost someone. I actually lost my second cousin two years ago.
Yeah.
I've lost someone.
That I met twice. And I just think that you wouldn't accept death if you had lost someone close to you.
No, see, you think, you judge me, you look at me, you think this guy's got it together, he's picked his electives for year 10.
Which we do need, maybe next episode we'll talk about electives.
Let me tell you something about myself. I daily take Roaccutane, and so I live on the edge.
Well, I don't know medicated. What that is.
What's Roaccutane?
It's a medication for acne, and and so I live on the edge. I'm heavily medicated.
I meant to say, like, your skin is looking a lot better.
Thank you.
Is it because it's like as soon as you got the job...
The redness is gone.
As soon as you got the job...
It was a pain thing.
Yeah. As soon as you got the job at KFC...
It broke out.
And you say I don't know pain because I haven't lost someone. Sure, like I lost a pet, right? But maybe that doesn't count. But have you ever been into... been to hospital and been confronted with your reality, with your very existence.
Yeah, I broke my arm in Cub Scouts.
I'm not talking about something simple like that, all right?
What are you talking about?
I had to go in and get surgery. And this...
What?
So, like, I hadn't been cleaning underneath my foreskin.
And you got to do that, man. And I could have
told you that. I know that now, but I had to go into the hospital and they removed my foreskin surgically. But they said to me, and I thought about it as well. I was like, if there are complications, if I go under and I don't come back out, I was confronted with the very fabric of my existence.
Let me
and
tell
until
you
you've done that and then, you know, afterwards recovered, and now I need lube at all times. It's not, I can't just quick and go like I used to
in
the toilet at lunchtime,
you
right?
You need to use lube.
I have to. And that is a thing that I will need to be purchasing for the rest of my fucking life.
Do you just, like, every time, like...
Every single time.
All otherwise, 7 times a day.
Yes. Otherwise, it feels like gripping a tree.
Because that, yeah.
And rubbing your hand, it hurts.
That's a lot. That sounds awful. Hard. Yeah.
And yeah, you can spit on it. You can use your natural, because the body has a natural lubricant in saliva.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm... I need that saliva for other things.
This conversation is the longest I've gone without masturbating for about 2 years.
I'm 3 times a day minimum. When I wake up, when I get home from school, and before I go to bed, helps me sleep.
Hey, year 9, who's just been standing there near us over there, what's Lindsay, how long have we been going for? You've been listening to us talk.
24 minutes.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah, sick.
No, yeah, so we have time to talk about our masturbating.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
It's
let me tell you both something that'll change the way you approach your whole puberty, and you're going through it now, but let me explain something
to you. I've
been
through it, but
going through it.
I was an early bloomer, but
yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Little film called Garden State. All right. So do you know Scrubs?
So yeah, I've seen all of it.
It's still going.
I know. Yeah, I've seen everything. I've watched every episode.
I know the song by Destiny's Child.
Scrubs is like the funniest show on TV.
It's really funny.
It's so
really funny.
Funny.
Zach
it's
and
so
Turk.
Funny. Yeah.
Or JD and Turk.
JD and Turk.
And Elliot.
Yeah.
JD, Turk, Elliot, the janitor.
I just think life's a little too serious
Dr.
to
Cox.
Just be laughing at stupid
no,
shit.
No, but that's the thing as well.
Scrubs
really
is sick, man. Actually,
well,
it's, you probably wouldn't get the jokes, but it's actually dope.
I'll watch ER, thank you very much.
Yeah, this is better. This is ER on crack.
It's ER, but it's funny.
Yeah, but I don't need to be... I find it inappropriate. Having been to a hospital, having spent... like I
you
was
have
there
to
for,
laugh at morbidity.
I've been to a hospital as well, by the way, like multiple times.
Yeah, same. I was born.
I helped build one in Rwanda.
What?
That's not weird. I'm a Christian kid. We all go to Africa.
That's what they do.
It's not like it's not crazy.
But what did you
do?
Like, how did you help?
Well, we just helped, I don't know, like helped move bricks and shit.
But have you ever been like locked in a bed, in a room, being like, I could fucking die? I have. I was there overnight and then most of the next day.
Did they lock you in?
What happened?
I told you.
You were overnight in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah. It's not. It wasn't some... go in, snippy snip, get out of here on your way.
I've had grommets. I had a grommet put in one of my ears because I had pressure in my ear. I'm missing a third of my kidney. I had croup. I had to go to the hospital for croup.
I got my appendix out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But last year I was constipated and so I had to go in and they stuck a Panadol up my ass.
When I was doing...
Is that real?
Yeah.
Panadol?
Well, they said it was a Panadol.
What is it?
They stuck a tablet up my ass.
Sure that was a hospital, man?
Yes, it was a hospital. My mum was with me.
And put a tablet in your bottom because you were constipated.
I think they were like, we could do an enema. I did end up, in the future, I will get an enema. But I woke up in the middle of the night with a very severe stomach pain, went to the hospital.
What year was this?
This was 2003.
Yeah, so 2 years ago, yeah.
And they stuck a tablet up my ass. From memory, they said it was a Panadol.
Do you think it was a side effect of the Iraq war beginning?
That really fucked my mental state, just in terms of...
I was ready for it. I was ready to go.
What, to fight?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, if you want like advice or anything, I'm sure my brother could talk to you about it.
Why?
He's fought. He fought. He's in Afghanistan now.
How many tours did he do?
He did three.
Yeah, cute. I'm ready to fight.
Yeah, my
but
brother,
I'm waiting for the right moment when I'm actually truly needed.
I'm a pacifist, man. I don't believe in that shit. Because I find that, you know, human beings are the only beings on the planet that kill one another. There's two that fuck for pleasure, humans and dolphins. Mm-hmm. But we are the only species that kill each other. Zebras don't kill zebras.
Bears.
Bears don't kill bears.
Yeah, this is like, yeah, all apex predators. I don't want to be rude. I'm so sorry for saying that.
No, but
that's like the def. I'm so sorry for saying
no,
that.
No, but I heard bears, this 3 years ago and I can't tell
like
you where.
Like foxes and wolves.
But yeah, let me tell you a little lions. Filmmaker who would actually, let me tell you a filmmaker if you're interested in this kind of stuff who's going to change the way you think about everything.
Yeah.
His name is Mike, write it down, Michael Moore.
Yeah, Bowling for Columbine. I'm aware of Michael Moore.
He lies a lot though, doesn't he?
Fahrenheit 9/11.
No, he tells the truth.
I've not seen any of his things, but I've heard he lies a
lot. He's a contrarian. And like I said, anyone that's looking at the system, giving him a big fuck you, that's my kind of...
Yeah, have you listened to Green Day?
Do you know who's a genius filmmaker? Genius. And you probably haven't heard of him. Like, I doubt you've heard of him.
Who?
Quentin Tarantino.
Yes, I've heard of Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Yes, Kill Bill Volumes 1 and 2.
Oh, you've heard of Quentin Tarantino?
Some of the most original cinema.
Quentin is one of the greatest.
I've ever seen. I don't... How that guy comes up...
I've not seen any of his films, but I love his trailers.
Yeah. I tell you right now, he is original to a fault. The way that guy comes up with stuff, I've never seen anything like it, and I don't think the world has.
Yeah, that's so cool that you've both heard of him.
The formal this year, since his first year we'll have a formal, I believe I'm going to try and dress like a character from a Quentin Tarantino film.
Oh, that's so cool. I've already got, can I pitch this to you? Because it's pretty out there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like a shiny black shirt, black dress pants, a black belt, black Doc Martens.
Yeah.
And a big fat red tie for the football.
I was thinking that too, actually.
Yeah. For me, the tie, just make sure the knot up the top near your neck is like nearly as wide as your chest.
I'm thinking silky.
Yes.
Silky, fat, red tie. I was going to say.
I was just going to
sunglasses.
Oh yeah, I'm going to wear sunglasses. Yeah, aviators, like from Tom Cruise.
If you want to watch a,
I was going to wear like
Quentin Tarantino film. My cousin went to Bali and has a copy of it on DVD. It's a little, doesn't look as, like the image is a bit fucked and it has like some baked in subtitles in Taiwanese, I think.
Can I come over to your house and watch it?
Yes, you can. It is an experience unlike any other.
I have to go to period one.
Are we at school?
Can we, yeah.
Oh.
Because it's, I want to talk to you at recess next week.
Yes.
About
how electives.
I heard a year seven the other day called recess playtime. He's like, I'll see you at playtime. Yeah. I had to fucking that smack him across the face. Yeah.
That was me.
What?
You smacked me across the face for calling recess playtime.
All right. I'll see you at recess.
See you at recess.
Playtime.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week. Listener.